halacha in Chayvus Alvadus Sunday night or Luches Kislev. So when Chazal instituted the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, they instituted it in three madregos, as is well known. Ner Yishubeso is madrega one, Ner L'cholechad Ve'echad is madrega two, and to be mosif v'holech v'apochis v'holech v'sham v'sillel, a different number of candles every night. And it's well known, I think, that the Rambam holds that the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, includes the Mahadrin as well, that one person is lighting both according to the number of people in the house and according to the nights of Hanukkah. So if you have 10 people in the house, you would be lighting 10, 20, 30, 40, etc. But the Rambam himself brings down that the Minag Poshet B'chol Arenu Bisfarad Shayu Yu Kolanshe, and this really our Minag, what the Rambam brings down, that whoever's lighting lights on their own. Shayu Kolanshe Abayus Madlikin Nerechot B'laylo Rishon, and then they just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the Rambam says, Bein Shehoyu Anshe Abayus Merubim Bein Shehoyu Odamechot, which, you know, that's the minhag poshut, to do like Tosfos, really. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it that way, but Tosfos doesn't say it this way either, but the Rambam really says it the way our minhag is, that each person lights. You see, he's negating the second madrega, because he says, Bein shehoyu anshe abayis merubim, bein shehoyu odamechad. Still, you're not lighting a ner keneged the anoshim shevabayis, you're lighting a ner only connected each Laila. But everybody lights in a different place, and it includes women too. That's the Pashas of Rambam, because he's talking about Kol Anshei Habayis. And that's what really the Mishnah Berurah paskens also, that girls really do light according to this minhag, except for the wife. The wife is Ishto Kegufo, and therefore she doesn't light on her own. But everybody else, at least the minhag seems to be that the girls did light. That's what it seems. Okay. Chavis Halvadas, we're learning this, the final part of Shara Precious. He's talking about an ethical will that someone left over. He likes it very much, so he's quoting it. It's not even the Lashon of the Chavis Halvadas. It's the Lashon of this person that wrote this will. And he quotes it, and he says, I made it into the chasima of this Shar HaPrishus. Study it well. Ve'inato b'ni yisimcha Hashem. Hashem should make you. It's a father writing to a son. Mimishim shomeya umazin, someone who listens and hears and listens. Mazin umizbonin, thinks about it. Mizbonin umisnaig, acts upon what he thinks about. Misnaig v'lomeid, studies it further. Lomeid v'osem. Val yisimcha min hashokim b'tahom atiyah. Hashem, it's a bracha. Hashem should not allow you to be from those who are sunk in the, lost in life. The hashikurim, the mine hasichlus, they're confused. They don't know what's the purpose of life. So they pursue all kinds of things, but they don't know what the real purpose of life is. Asher hirchikam hayetzer, v'sholat bohem ha'olam, and they're involved in this world, the opposite of precious, as a goal. V'gavru aleihem ataivus, their impulses got the better of them. V'hitu osam alatanugos, and they're looking only for pleasure and to have fun or to relax or to have a good time or whatever. U'mishochum hashifos, u'gerorum hama'avoyim, they're not in control of themselves, of their seichel. The seichel is not in control. It's very poetic here. Shomim veinam makablim. They could hear what's right. They could even learn chavis halvados maybe, but veinam makablim. It doesn't mean anything to them. They don't translate it into action. Omrim veinam osim. Bikshuas hamanuchos. They want an easy life. They want to relax. They don't want to go out at night and go learn. They want to relax. Bikshuas hamanuchos. Then he says, "Venoflu ba'anochos." That's like a play on words. Very big shuas hamanuchos, venoflu ba'anochos. Tsaru ala tanugos, they want pleasure. The sigu hayisurim hakoshim, whether in this world or in the next. Varenafsha mayefa, the gufoyim yegeim, so they're busy, but sechleihem shlulim, they're not using their seichel. Utfunosam and utzachas, and the body wins out over the seichel. Yes, wazov, they go for money, oven, and then they lose it. Bahakesef hamachsif, morishim osam loivim, they leave over their money. You can't take it with you. So who gets their money? Maybe robbers get it, or maybe Yorushim get it, but they have nothing from it at the end. Mesaidim is harmonos, they're busy decorating their homes, v'shochnim bakvaros, but their permanent home, they're not so concerned about. They're busy with the beautifying their temporary homes. Bonim mashalo yachnochu, they're building, this is both practical and conceptual, they're building what they're not even going to benefit from ultimately, because how long is life? For osvim mashalo yotziu, they gather together, and they're not going to spend it all. They are busy gathering together things that they ultimately don't need. Kober kol echad mehem horov ubonov. If you're not mechanech your children properly, I assume he means so. Kover bonov v'osem masel v'nesach l'fi demyono. He thinks he's doing things of eternal value, but he's not. Nothing he does is of eternal value. Shocheach eskitzo zocher ma'avoyov beizach hashivos b'emzash enesaklu kitzosov. That's difficult. I guess it means v'osem masel v'enech hashivos b'emzah. What chashivas does the middle have if the two ends are eaten away? So I assume, or the Mepharshim assume, he means me'ayin boso lo nataholech. That's the two ends. So what chashivas does the middle have if you don't have the two ends, that you're not thinking about the two ends? The yochid azavuhu avosav, and you're not connecting to your past. You're not connecting. Either the others are from Yitzchak Yaakov, you're not connecting to the Shalshelas Hadoros, you just see your own life in a vacuum, and you just pursue what's Gishmak and Menuchos, and there's no sense of the eternal there. Okay.